I'm speaking here with Dr. Jeff Watts with Pfizer Animal Health, and today you made a presentation to us talking about some research and studies that you have been specifically involved in, working on, resistance and how different combinations or products might work to overcome that. Just give me a little bit of a synopsis of the type of work that you've done and then we'll go into what some of those results are.
Well, what we've had here at Pfizer is a surveillance program that's been ongoing for the past 10 years, and that allows us to monitor trends and changes in the susceptibility and resistant patterns of the BRD pathogens. In particular, what we're looking for are for our compounds, like ceftiofur, like telathromycin, we're looking at the development of resistance. So far with ceftiofur, since it's been introduced, we've not seen any resistance develop. With telathromycin, we're sitting at about 3-5% resistance. Compared to some of the older macrolides that have been out there, like telmycosin, where they're in our surveillance program, they're presently sitting at about 20-30% resistance.
What happens when you start seeing that? And I think I heard you say that, you know, in the case of some of these compounds, that you can see that resistance level unchanged for quite some time. Based on the results you've seen, anything that you're going to be recommending or recommend to customers as a result of that?
Well, one of the things that you need to recognize is that our surveillance program is based upon isolates coming from the diagnostic labs. We have 20 labs that participate. And because of that, our data set is somewhat skewed because we get sick animals from treated animals. So for on-arrival programs, there's probably not a lot of resistance out there. But for second and third treatments, that's when resistance may actually play a bigger role, and that's where you may be needing to think about what your follow-on drugs are going to be. For example, we have some work that basically says that, and the work I presented today basically says that there are resistances that are carried together in terms of either the same mechanism or they're just simply carried together. So, for example, if you have a telathromycin-resistant isolate, a Draxin-resistant isolate, all of those isolates will, for the most part, be resistant to telmycosin and tetracycline. And a substantial number, 35% of the M. hemolyticas and 70% of the P. maltositas, will also be resistant to fluorphenicol. There's been no change in resistance to ceftiofur, but it's a different mechanism. The other drugs, telathromycin, telmycosin, fluorphenicol, tetracycline, all target protein synthesis. By switching to a different mechanism, you may be able to get to something where there's no problems with cross-resistance.
And looking at BRD with your two main products, they each have a different mechanism that they use, correct?
Absolutely. The telathromycin targets protein synthesis. Ceftiofur targets cell wall synthesis. They're beta-lactams. And actually, our other product that's used, danofloxacin, actually targets DNA gyrase. So we have three products on the market that actually have three distinct targets, different targets.
So if somebody theoretically did see a resistance problem in one product, and because of one product they were using, they have other options that Pfizer is offering?
Yes, they do. And they have, depending upon what they like and the types of drugs that they like, for example, some people like fluoroquinolones because they usually offer a very rapid kill. They're rapidly bactericidal is the term that we use. And so, they may prefer a danofloxacin or another fluoroquinolone. Some people, the macrolides, while they don't have those really, really low in vitro values, the MICs, they tend to have really good efficacy regardless of those. And so some people prefer those types of compounds. So I think within our portfolio, we can offer choices.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come out and learn more with the company here today. And I think what you're doing, the type of work in particular you presented, shows that you're doing research to kind of stay ahead of the curve, so to speak. I mean, we may not see a lot of this resistance yet, but you're already doing the research to basically get a handle on what would happen kind of if, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that surveillance programs allow you to do and give you access to are to understand the resistance that's out there, understand and give you access to drugs, to organisms with specific resistance mechanisms, so that you can start to work on your next generation products, and you can start to do the antibacterial discovery to find the follow-ons to telathromycin or ceftiofur that will not only be therapeutically active against resistant bugs, but hopefully the next generation products will start to incorporate some of the food safety issues that we're currently confronted with. So that's it. It's a combination of taking care and caretakering our current products while also working toward the future.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dr. Jeff Watts with Pfizer Animal Health. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.